From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The scene was horribly familiar, a morning plane crash in New York. A giant cloud of dense smoke, the flashing lights of police cars and fire engines, fear and panic on the faces of passers-by.
This time, it was American Airlines Flight 587, and it had just taken off from Kennedy Airport en route to the Dominican Republic. It crashed in a residential neighborhood, the Rockaway section of Queens. 260 people were on board. None survived.
New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says at least another six people who were in the area are missing. NPR's Jackie Leiden is at the site of the plane crash. Jackie, first of all, could you tell us what you're looking at?
Well, Linda, I'm looking at a scene. You use the words horribly familiar. I'm at the corner of a residential neighborhood here in Bell Harbor, the Rockaways, 131st Street. This is where the homes were engulfed by debris and flames from the plane. There are hundreds of firefighters out here, investigative officers. There's a bucket brigade, smoke rising from the ruins. And when I say ruins, it's really just almost like a crater. All the homes around here have been burned, and you just see a chimney standing in one case, burned trees, and people working very intensively on removing evidence from what is now a crime scene.
There were people who saw this plane come down, people who live in the neighborhood. What did they see?
I should say, by the way, in reference to what I said a moment ago, treated like a crime scene. What they saw, there were a number of disputes amongst eyewitnesses as to whether there was an explosion overhead or only on the ground, but the eyewitness who had the most complete story that I talked to said that they heard a thunderous roar. They saw the plane coming in on fire but intact, spiraling down, and then there was this tremendous explosion which shook windows, knocked some people across the floor in their homes, and the plane came down. And one man who ran to this scene said this block, 131st Street, was just engulfed in flames, and then the residents tried to help firefighters with hoses.
So, and that happened almost instantly. But there were also places where houses were hit by fragments of the plane.
Yes.
Fires that seemed to be able to be put out.
Right. There were four homes destroyed, four severely damaged, and about another 16 also damaged. I'm in front of one house that looks perfect in front, but the whole back half of it is gone.
And what is the scene like now? The fires are out, and it's just, it's at this point kind of mopping up and searching for bodies.
Well, exactly. I just saw a stretcher go in with a body bag on it. I just talked to a nurse who said that bodies have been brought out today. Detectives have fanned out all over this neighborhood to ask residents what they saw. There are all sorts of emergency vehicles here. A command and control center has been established. You know, this neighborhood has had so many firefighters live here. Someone said there were more than 70 firefighters from this section of Queens, the Rockaways, who lost their lives, the World Trade Center disaster. So it's been a big burden for the neighborhood.
So how are people there handling it?
They were in shock earlier today, and now there's this kind of resolute, we must carry on feeling. One man said to me, you know, I drive in, I see our wounded skyline every day. Now this is my own backyard, and you have a fantasy about fleeing New York, but, you know, the better part of you wants to stay, and I think that's how the neighborhood is responding.
And this is, you talked about firefighters lost. There were funerals in that area. Haven't we seen this neighborhood on television before, just recently?
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because Mayor Giuliani this morning, when he was asked, you know, how he felt, he said the words, oh, my God, ran through his head. And then he was brought out here, and he passed St. Francis de Sales Church, where he said he thinks he has been to 10 funerals for firefighters there alone from World Trade. Linda, that is just two blocks from where I'm standing right now. So you can imagine how that resonates in your psyche.
Thanks very much, Jackie.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Jackie Leiden in the Rockaway section of Queens in New York City.